Hey, you guys, welcome in Daily Editorial. Jimmy and I are going to go over virtually all of the comments that you made yesterday to what I thought was a very good editorial. On some of the comments, boy, I got to tell you, CFS, you are really a plethora of information, as are you, Box, as are you, Tony, as are you, Eddie. Well, the one that really intrigued me, because I was going to get involved with a company and also throw open the option to Jim, that's a startup, and their modus operandi is to do to enhance cryptocurrencies by purely and simply doing seminars for businesses who want to start using cryptocurrency. What I would like to know from you, and I guess you're going to have to answer this question, is you're saying, quote, I believe cryptocurrency is now a new quantum financial system running possibly on XRP. And you're saying that you think that the Silicon Valley company are focusing right now on cryptocurrencies. I was unaware of that. Jimmy, any comments?
Well, so Bitterman Investments, you know, I'm on the board of a large investment trust,
right?
And we've had some people come out and give us seminars in our annual training sessions on crypto, on blockchain technology, and some of the investments. I look at crypto, and I look at some of these investments as, and of course, blockchain technology is potentially. The blockchain piece of it and the control is good until somebody gets into it and changes it, until right. something. And it, so inevitably there will be that problem. We know that that's happened with Bitcoin, for example, where people have lost their wallet. One guy, I think, lost his $300 million in his wallet. And then we know that the Chinese government has not, you know, is outlawing it. What I believe is I've heard the Fed Chairman Powell and the Secretary of the Treasury, Janet Yellen, both have said publicly that there's huge risk and there's no value in this. And I think what'll happen is people invest in crypto. Eventually, someone's going to regulate it. And the value of cryptocurrencies is being unregulated free market. When it's regulated and right. controlled, that takes away the value. So it's, in my view, short term, people are, you know, jumping on these things, buying, selling, trading,
yeah.
Making some money, not making some money. In the long term, I think it's a fool's investment from my perspective.
Well, so one of the reasons I didn't get involved in that company, Jimmy, which I told you about this morning, is I think it's a fool's investment at this point, actually. The next particular comment, again from CFS, that I want to talk about, he was talking a little bit about the situation with Julian Assange. Apparently, Julian Assange's girlfriend has been visiting him. He's in prison right now in the UK. Apparently, Assange's girlfriend has been visiting him, and she's on record as saying the man is simply wilting away. He is not being taken care of humanely at all. Any comments on that, Jim?
Well, I think one of the other things she said was, hey, look, the CIA was trying to kill him, and it's a risk, and they shouldn't extradite him to the United States. And, you know, Mike Pompeo didn't answer the question when he was asked if they had planned to take him out. I think Assange is in an awkward position. I think he was trying to do the right thing by exposing and making our whole system more transparent. At the same time, he did, you know, it's so complex in details. I generally support the idea of transparency and journalism's freedom. I absolutely do. Mm-hmm. And I think Assange should be, I think he should, for what he has done in some cases from a tactical perspective, he's hurt American soldiers and he hurt American interests. At the same time, the need for transparency and to open up these dark secrets of the way things operate is probably really important. So yeah. I've got mixed feelings on it. I do think he probably deserves to not be continually hounded as he has been for so long, but I can't. I don't know.
He's much more than being continually hounded. Apparently, they've got him in a situation where he's probably going to die, and they're just going to say he died in prison. And
it's possible. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that right or is it wrong? I personally think it's wrong. CFS, you know, Jimmy and I have.
I just want to say I do think that's wrong. The man should be given a fair and open trial. And why people are afraid not to have that happen is. And you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
In our system of government, that's completely flipped around these days.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's the biggest criminal action here at all. If we had open transparency on what was happening, then it would really scare a lot of people. And that's probably why they're trying to keep him locked up.
Well, I thought it was interesting. I wonder if this situation would have progressed to the point that it has, if Obama had any influence over it, because he did talk about a totally, fully transparent government. Boy, in the situation with Assange, you guys, that would certainly be the proof of the pudding.
But Obama's the guy that started this.
Right.
I just want to make that clear. So when Washington Post published the first WikiLeaks 5 documents, one of them was about the U.S. Embassy in Slovenia, where I was the defense attaché. And it talked about the prime minister negotiating with the embassy in order to bring Gitmo prisoners to Slovenia, because it was a big push by the Biden administration. And I will tell you, there was a lot of lying going on with the Obama administration to cover this crap up. A lot of it. I was there. I was in the room in the discussions. And let me tell you, there were a lot of lies that came out of the Obama administration. There was no transparency on these issues that they were failing on miserably. So,
well, Jimmy, that's one of the reasons that I fully respect everything that you have to say. I give it my total consideration, number one or number two. I now understand why you left the military. I want to get onto this one virus thing. CFS again came back and said that he believes fully that the Wuhan virus was a deliberate attempt by the Chinese. I'm not even going to call it an attempt because they succeeded basically in taking over a huge amount of the psychological thinking in our country. Apparently what he said happened is it came from the military games. There was a Dutch representative who was participant, I guess I should say, involved in it, and apparently also his girlfriend, and she died, by the way, and some of her members also, family members also died, according to CFS. And I got to tell you, what an easy way to get the Wuhan virus into the United States. Also, as Jimmy has brought up in the past, with the airline travel going to Milan, going to London, etc., that's a very easy way to get the virus into the United States. I have to say kudos to the Chinese. They're out there. That's terrible that they did that, but they very effectively made a major, major dent in the psychology and the politics of the United States. I believe it without beyond a shadow of a doubt. Jimmy, comments?
No, I agree. I think there's much more to this story. We may never know fully, and we certainly under the administration currently in power in the United States, they're not willing to even look at it. And they shut down investigations. It's going to take a long time to sort this out, but bottom line is the entire West is being crushed, both ideologically, emotionally, and spiritually by this continued virus pandemonium that actually has been, in my view, an incredibly successful propaganda and information warfare campaign by the Chinese Communist Party, by the CCP.
You know, another comment was made by CFS about the director of the National Institute of Health, a guy by the name of Collins, and about Fauci. I watched the interview with Wilson, not Collins, I'm sorry, Wilson, at least that's what you wrote to CFS. I watched the interview.
Francis Collins, I believe.
I'm sorry?
Francis Collins. for NIH.
Okay, thank you. Got to get your spelling correct, CFS. Anyway, going on, it would appear that U.S. taxpayer dollars did help fund the research that started this Wuhan virus thing back in Wuhan, of all places. Yes, there it is. A little play on words. And I had no idea it was as clear-cut as that. But watching the Collins, the interview with Collins, I agree with CFS, who says Fauci and Collins are fossils. There's no question about that. I'm very disappointed that the United States doesn't admit, the government does not admit to all of us what they did. That hurts my, that hurts me a lot. I have even less faith in my government now. Comments, Jimmy?
Senator Tom Cotton was interviewing the Attorney General today, was as he's getting just pounded by Republicans on the Hill over the letter calling the parents domestic terrorists, but they specifically asked, I think it was Ted Cruz. So if you're going to prosecute parents, so what about lying before Congress if we're going to be equally looking at things? And he laid out the statements from Fauci. And then the NIH coming back on the 20th of October and putting a memo out saying that basically Fauci was dishonest with Congress. And, you know, there's a certain level of basically putting your head in the sand with the U.S. journalism and the U.S. public, especially on the left side, that are willing to accept anything because of their fear right now. And once again, that ties right into the propaganda effort from both the media as well as the Chinese Communist Party and what they're doing to try to continually, and of course the Democratic Party, using this as a tool of fear to separate, isolate American citizens in order to retain power. And I think this that Anthony Fauci and Francis Collins, director of the NIH, I think both of them should be prosecuted to the fullest on their lies before Congress, but more importantly, they should be answering questions about what they did that may have contributed to this virus that has basically shut down the entire Western world and economies. And I think it's almost like a human rights violation across the globe. It's almost unbelievable. And if they had responsibility in it, they should suffer the consequences.
Well, it'll never be proven, and that's one of the reasons I'm really losing faith. That's one of the reasons that I'm going to become so active in the Republican Party here in terms of spreading the word about what's going on. You know, one thing I want to...
Let me make a quick comment on that.
Make all
you want. In Washington State.
Make all you want.
Yeah, in Washington State. So there's one senior official in the Washington state government, elected Republican, and it's Kim Wyman. She's the Secretary of State. Yep. Kim Wyman has been supportive of mail-in voting. She was a never Trumper. She basically would do nothing to validate, to force voter ID. I will tell you, my wife and I both got two ballots in the mail. And from bottom line is, there's no control in the state, Washington State. And guess where Kim Wyman, the one elected Republican, is going? She's going into the Biden administration to work in voter integrity in Homeland Security.
Yep.
And that, to me, shows exactly how far and how sick and how weak the Republican Party of Washington State is. And I don't know if they have a way out, because basically they're willing to compromise anything. They don't want to push issues, and they're not getting the support, even from Americans out there like you, like me, that want to push back against what's happening, nonpartisan if necessary, but they won't even push back. And it's disgusting, it's disturbing, and to see the one person that was supposed to represent the Republicans in this state walk over to the Biden administration is an embarrassment. Absolutely embarrassing.
That was on the news yesterday, on the local news, actually, yesterday after Channel 4 covered that story. I appreciate, Jerry, by the way, very much your comment about the fact that real estate in China law is not the same as it is here in America. In China, if you buy the real estate, you do not own the land. You simply own the air in the space. Strikes me as being kind of close, but I didn't know that. Going on and on and on. You made some really interesting economic comments, CFS, and I want to thank you for doing that. As I said, I'm pretty much of an expert in economics with 2 degrees, and I know what I'm talking about, but I got to tell you, as a physics prof, so do you. How many of you folks out there realize, I wonder how many of the population of America realize that non-Americans, i.e. foreigners, hold $33 trillion of American debt. Do you realize how much control that translates into of control of America? It's huge. It's huge. Comments, Jimmy?
Well, and as I made comment, you know, responding back to some of his very, very wise, CFS wise comments in there, the Chinese, and this is the problem, people, especially Western thinkers and Americans, they look at the world out of their own view and their own eyes. But I will tell you, time and time again, authoritarian governments use crises to advance their agendas because they could not care anything. They just don't care about their people. You can talk about Argentina and the Falklands War. You can talk about, I mean, you could go into Venezuela. You can go into numerous times where governments actually sacrifice their people in order to get political agenda to ensure power. And I think the Chinese government, will be willing to sacrifice and cause defaults or do whatever it takes to give a black swan effect that would completely cripple the United States and European economies. Yep. In order to come out of it in 20 years, 15 years, 20 years, 30 years in advance, because there's no one that's going to push back on them.
No.
They don't have to worry about it, and their population won't. As long as they keep paying their security apparatus, as long as they have a social credit score system that has a security state that keeps them in control.
Exactly.
And inevitably, it will fail over time, and then another, you know, crisis, but we'll overtop. Something else will take over.
Yep.
But I will just remind everybody out there and all our listeners that the experiment in democracy in a republic that the United States had is an anomaly in all of history.
That's right.
And if we don't hold on to it tight, if we are not willing to sacrifice in order to protect it, we will not have it. And the authoritarians, the monarchs, the controllers, the oligarchs will continue throughout history to eventually undermine if we don't push back.
Oh, I agree. I agree 100%. Jimmy, we're up, unfortunately, to a very high number. We're up to about 17 and a half minutes. I don't want to compromise the audio quality, so I just want to bring up one other point, and that is the Amish, the editorial that I believe, again, it was not editorial, but video that both Out of the Box and CFS suggested that we all listen to. Was how the Amish dealt with the coronavirus situation. I got to tell you, I almost felt like going back and participating in their lifestyle. They have now maintained, they've received and they've maintained herd mentality. They've got the right idea. It shows you just how important God is in our society. Final comment, Jimmy.
And, you know, that is an incredibly important point. People like Fauci, arrogant jerks that think they are smarter than everybody else, think they can control something that is uncontrollable.
Right.
And that's what we're facing. And they think that they are playing God. Mm-hmm. And it will, in the end, it's going to run its course. We see that vaccines aren't working long term. That the we're approving number four or number the second booster. This is just doesn't make it doesn't stop at the spread. It doesn't keep you from passing it. And we're continuing to push down this road. The false narratives that are coming out about on treatments, all these things are basically because arrogant men think that they can control nature and they can't.
No.
And you know what? We're going to have to work our way through it. It doesn't matter what they try to do. They are not going to stop 125 nanometer virus that is too small to control and that will continue to mutate and spread. And we're going to have to learn to live with it.
Exactly. Jimmy, I want to compliment everybody on our site and wrap it up with this statement. And that is, our site, thanks to people like CFS, thanks to people like Out of the Box, et cetera, has become one of the best educational sites out there on political issues, no question about it. And you can expect editorials from now on dealing not only with all of your comments, but I also open the floor to anybody, and I know Jimmy agrees with me, anybody who wants to come on the show. Jim, thanks so much, bud.
You take care, Al. We'll talk to you tomorrow.